This is Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
There we go, that's the first track of Durbin's album. That's his second track, actually. It's called Indeed, In Need of Somebody. Right, basically, yeah, there's other members of the band. Who's Nobby?
Nobby's the bass player.
And why isn't he here today?
He reckons he's working.
He reckons he's working, but...
He's not really. He's just a bit shy, is he?
A little bit shy.
I think it is when it comes to radios and things like that, he shies away from things.
All right.
Probably ain't got a lot to say.
All right, big shout for Nobby, anyway. You should be here, Nobby, if you're listening. Right, just a reminder that the podcast will be available for this show. You'll be able to actually link direct to Durbin itself if you want to listen to Durbin parts of the show. Same with everybody else who's performing tonight. If you don't want to listen to the whole show, which I do recommend, click on the person you want to hear and you can do that. And that will all be available on the podcast on the sheffieldlive.org/podcast. Right, that won't be available tonight, by the way. He's had a lot of technical work to do before we do that. And the website links, by the way, will be linkable to all the people performing tonight on the local talent show. Coming up, Gary Christopher, Julia McAnally, and we've also Dan Aspinall. And when he gets here, we've got John Riley coming up. Unfortunately, and Chloe Jade Simmons. Frank White's not very well today, so... Frank can't make it, and if you are waiting for Frank coming at the very end, unfortunately, he's not going to be here today, but we've got a little bit of a special sing-along lined up with everybody who's available, who's going to stop right to the end. Right, just finish off with you, lads, Durbin, and we've established you've got an album coming out on the 29th of January. What you got planned for 2011?
Well, hopefully we're going to try and set a tour up and get around the country with it.
Yeah, yeah, as well as, like, continuous writing like we usually do, see if we can get back down Wales again and put some new tracks and ideas down.
Right, OK. So, thanks for coming to the studio, lads. Nice,
no, thanks
to
for having us.
Nice to turn up this time. I know you come for the beer, but... we welcome Durbin, thank you. Right, okay, there we go. We've got, we're still broadcasting live, and we've got Gary Christopher. How are you doing, Chris? Gary, how are you all right? I keep calling you Christopher.
I know.
What is it with these surnames, with Christian names, with surnames?
It's actually my middle
name. Confusing. Is it your middle name?
But my performing name is Mr. Gary C.
Right, okay. So you're from Leeds?
I am, yep.
That's where you do mostly performing?
It is, yep.
And you do perform in Sheffield as well?
I have done, yeah. I performed in Sheffield this year, mainly at a place called The Olive, which is quite central. Mm. And I've also played at a place called Runaway Girl. But I'm looking, 2011, to become a bit of a regular in Sheffield, if they'll have me.
Right, okay. What we want to do, I'm going to kick off with an acoustic set.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to talk about any recordings you've done. You've got an EP out at the moment, haven't
you? I certainly have, yeah.
We'll talk about that. Is it due for release, or has it actually been released?
It came out at the end of October.
Right, okay. We'll talk about that and anything else. You're a member of a band, or was a member
I was a member of a band.
Called?
We were called Ciccino.
Right, and where have they gone?
They've just disappeared into the...
They did get pretty strong, but they don't know no more, have they? They've broken up,
haven't they? They faltered without me.
Right, okay. Yeah, that's it. Gary Christopher left the band, and the band is no more. Okay, tell me a little bit about the first acoustic set you're going to do today.
This one's called Come On Over Tonight. It's basically... My influences are Rat Pack music, Bobby Darin, and it's my interpretation of that genre.
Okay. Gary Christopher, ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
Oh yeah, this time everybody's talking about the weather, grumbling about the lack of summer sun. No matter what the weather, if we got together, baby, we could have some fun. Everybody's talking about the latest revelation on the favorite television soap. If the conversation is not your scene, baby, that's you and me both. Come on over tonight, I got a bottle of wine and a heart full of love I want to share with you. Do anything that you want to do. Watch a movie, listen to music. I want to make you happy. Come on over tonight. Why, yeah, come on over. Come on over tonight. Hey, yeah. Oh, don't you know that everybody's counting the pounds and pennies, hoping they've enough to make ends meet. Baby, wouldn't matter if I never had any, as long as I'd kiss so sweet. Everybody's following the latest fashion, from the style of the hair to the cut of the clothes. No matter what the fashion, I'll adore you with a passion, it'll never be out of vogue. Come on over tonight, I got a bottle of wine, got a heart full of love I wanna share with you. Do anything that you want to do, watch a movie, listen to music, I wanna make you happy. Come on over tonight, whoa, yeah, come on over, come on over tonight. If you need a distraction, need a little distraction, baby. I'll give you satisfaction, give you satisfaction, baby. Come on over tonight, I got a bottle of wine, got a heart full of love I want to share with you. Do anything that you want to do, watch a movie, listen to music, 'cause I want to make you happy. Come on over tonight, well, yeah, come on over, one more time. Come on over tonight, a bottle of wine, a heart full of love, I got a waiting for you. Do anything that you want to do, watch a movie, listen to music, I wanna make you happy. Hey, come on over tonight, why, yeah, come on over. Tonight, tonight. Thank you. Thank you.
Coming over tonight. Now that's you're doing a video to that one, aren't you?
I am, yeah. I've just finished the video, and it'll be released on New Year's Day on YouTube.
Okay, so that is a single you're going to be releasing, or is it on the album?
It's part of the EP. I do regular podcasts for the EP, usually live performances, but I thought I'd do something a bit special and get a video out. I've got some videos from the other tracks.
Right, let's talk about that podcast you do, because it's a live podcast. It's not always live, though. You do record something sometimes.
That's
and put
right,
on a podcast.
Yeah.
But you do a live video link on a podcast, on a live performance.
It's a live performance. I record it live, but it's kind of pre-recorded, if you know what I mean. We record it in the studio. I play and sing as it is. You know, it's not pre-recorded, not miming. And I play the track, and then it's broadcast every month. We put a podcast up there, and it's doing well.
Right, okay, you've been solo now for 18 months. You
That's
left
right.
the band Chino, that was your last band.
It was.
How's it going solo? Do you prefer being solo?
Yes, I really do. I mean, I'm playing the music that I love. The band that I was in played funk and soul, which I liked, but I'm really into what I'm doing, and it's fun, and I've enjoyed it. It's like learning a new instrument as well, just starting on the acoustic guitar, and yeah, good stuff, enjoying it.
Right, okay. 2011 now, that's a big year for you. You're going to work with Tom Hingley of the Inspiral Carpets. How did you come across working with Tom?
Well, basically, I'm gigging with Tom in February. I've gigged with Tom before in Leeds, and looking forward to meeting him again. I've had some good feedback from him on the music that I do, and which is good, because Tom Hingley and the Spiral Carpets was the first band that I ever saw live. That was in Sheffield in about 1988. So it's basically come full circle for me. It's an honour, really, to have him sort of endorse the music that I play.
Okay, we're going to play a second track on acoustic. This is on your new EP as well.
It is.
It's called A Little Bit Easier.
It is.
Did you write these tracks, or are they written for you? Are they cover versions?
No, these are my own tracks.
They're all written by
this
you.
Is about friendship.
Okay, take it away, Gary.
Thank you.
Second track.
A little bit easier. A little bit easier. You've been hurt by someone you love, your heart ripped out and kicked about. I've been hurt, I can sympathize. Those could be my tears that sting your eyes, believe me. I know that pain, the emotional knife carving up your life, believe me. The pain will go, it won't disappear this minute, no. Still be with you tomorrow. But every day is a little bit easier. Every day gets a little bit easier. Every day is a little bit easier. A little bit easier. You feel a fool in the scheme of things compared to others suffering. Yours is nothing, you're not a fool. The world is full of distress. It doesn't make your troubles worth any less. You've got friends. They care about you. They'd react the same if they were in your shoes. You've got friends. And just like me, we wanna see you happy and help you on your journey. Where every day it's a little bit easier. Every day is a little bit easier. Every day is just a little bit easier. 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 You've lost your confidence, your self-esteem. You don't know who to trust. Your life, it's in a mess. Every day is a little bit easier. Every day gets a little bit easier. Every day is just a little bit easier. A little bit easier. A little bit easier. A little bit easier. Please believe me. It gets a little bit easier. Whoa, yeah. A little bit easier. This time, a little bit easier. Hey, cha-cha-cha. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Right, you're not only that type of singing, you do a lot of Rat Pack type of singing, don't you?
I do, yeah.
You're a big band fan.
I am.
And me, actually.
Good. I like stuff like Frank Sinatra, Bobby Darin, Dean Martin, that sort of stuff. And I try and do it with just an acoustic guitar, which people might think, well, it's not going to work, but it seems to do. It seems right. to do.
Okay, you don't only play the guitar, you play various instruments. You're a drummer as well.
No, that's not me. I don't play the drums.
Well, why have I got a percussion on this piece of paper?
I do play percussion live, that's with my feet. It's called a stomp box.
Right, oh yeah.
And I do play percussive guitar, which is like tapping on the guitar and using various sounds with the guitar.
Right, okay. right, just gives a reminder where we can get this video, when we can get this video, and when it's available.
Okay, well, there's plenty of videos on YouTube. You just type in Mr. Gary C. And my new video will be out on the 1st of January. And if people want to check me out, they can do my MySpace, which is usual MySpace, and I'm at Mr. Gary C. Music.
Okay, Gary Christopher, thanks for coming to Sheffield Live. Nice to see you
thank
again,
you.
Gary.
It's been an absolute
and
pleasure.
Have a great trip back to Leeds. Be careful going by
I
now.
I will do. Thank you.
Gary thanks Christopher, everybody.
Thank you.
Right, just a reminder, we're live on Sheffield Live at the moment. We're coming live from our house at north of Sheffield, anyway. And we're running bang on cue. Ropey first off, we did get off to a bad start. We're getting off to a great middle section now, and no doubt the last section will be just as good when the prima donna, John Riley, actually turns up here. And he's on his way, right, I'm told. So we're waiting for John Riley to come. We've got Dan Aspinall on as well. He's going to be singing live. And we've also to come is Julia McInally. But before that, we have Chloe Jade Simmons. We've met before, Jade. You've been Chloe, you've been on my... what's the Jade bit, by the way? Is that your middle name?
No, it's... It's all in the first name. So you can call me Chloe, that's fine if it's too complicated.
Okay, Chloe. I have trouble spelling Chloe, actually. It's C-H, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the hidden H what gets me.
Mm.
All right. You came in at 2 minutes notice, 2 hours notice last time because we were struggling for an artist who dropped out at the very last minute who got stuck in Leeds. Again, a guy from Leeds. You can't rely on him, you know. You can rely on that one, though.
Leeds.
Keep him out of here. Right, okay, Sam, thanks for that anyway. You've come tonight. I thought you'd come for the booze, actually, but you've not had a drink tonight, have you?
No, I can't really have beer before I sing or I'll probably start burping.
start singing swear words and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'll lose control.
Okay, I don't know a lot about you because I haven't actually checked you up and... You played a prima donna last night and didn't ring me back, so I didn't get no information.
Sorry, I didn't see a call.
I think I called you about four times.
Oh, sorry, no, I didn't see that.
Right, okay, you're going to do an acoustic set. Can I ask for the audience, please, to just remain a little bit on silent on this section because Chloe's quite silent on this. And thank you, Chloe. What are you going to be doing Thursday? You're going to be doing two acoustic tracks.
Yeah, that's right. This first song is called Do You Wanna?
Okay, Chloe Jade Simmons.
Thank you. Do you wanna be mine? Guess there's no harm in asking. I'll do that silly thing and ask you what you're thinking. And you'll get annoyed with me cause I'll never stop singing. But hopefully after time I'll be endearing to you. Do you wanna be mine? I can be really caring, but I'll get the face on if you don't know what I'm wearing. I've been told I need to slow down with the drinking, and also I should try and stop swearing, but I say stuff it. I know I don't sell myself too well, and I'm still hiding in my shell, but I'll try. Sometimes I'm funny, but do you wanna be mine? Please don't keep me waiting, cause if I stop too long my legs go numb. Thank you.
There you go, Chloe J. Simmons. We did lose the first 20 seconds of that broadcast at the beginning, but it were mainly me anyway, so it's not a problem. Okay, Chloe J. Simmons.
I'm just going to have to... Some people call me that, it's fine.
Okay, I'm just going to I'm going to have to cut off the beer, that's it, right. Okay, just tell me a little bit about yourself, because I don't want to start looking into your music side, because I don't know much about you.
Okay, well, what do you want to know about
anything me? You want to tell me about yourself, plug yourself, it's all about you.
About myself? Yeah. Oh, gosh. Well, I spend most of my time locked in my room writing songs, really, and that's it. there's not much more to it, really. I used to dabble a lot in theatre and drama and things like that, but now I can't stay away from the songwriting and my guitar, so... Yeah, I know. This pretty much sums me up at the moment, anyway.
Okay. You do play a lot with Natalie's promotion set up. Now, Natalie, let me ring you in. You've got a promotion set up for what deals with bands, that kind of thing. Close one of your clients?
Yeah, it's a promotions company called All That Promotions. We're working with Sheffield at Walkabout once a month at the moment, promoting live bands there.
Right, okay. How many bands a month do you have on that section?
We have four bands on per gig.
Right, they're all usually different bands?
Yeah, we have all local bands, but a wide range of different...
Right, are you available, if you're a band out there, you want to play on the sessions that we'll walk about every month, are you available to contact on Facebook, MySpace, that kind of thing, on email address?
Facebook, MySpace, or website, allthatpromotions.com.
Okay. Right, any questions for Chloe? You know a hell of a lot more than I do, so you go ahead.
Have you got any interesting gigs coming up, Chloe?
Interesting gigs. Well, I have gigs. The next one is actually Wednesday next week, the 22nd. That's at Bar 23. And the week after, the 27th, is... a new bar, I think it's new, I've never heard of it, it's called Alibi, but apparently it's a nice little place, so yeah, I'm looking forward to them.
Okay, right, when I was coming over to see you the other day down at the Harlequin for the wordsandthings.co.uk extravaganza, which is actually on the website of wordsandthings.co.uk, I think it's going on after Christmas, so it's a lot of editing to do on that, but that is available on that. I heard your name mentioned quite a lot on Radio Sheffield on the Raw Talent show, which was basically telling everybody where you were performing over the Christmas period.
Oh, really?
Have you got a busy Christmas period?
It has been pretty busy, yeah. I didn't know that people were broadcasting that now. That's good.
Jade Simmons. Oh, I know that name. I'm going to see
it now. No, it has been really busy, but it's been really good. There's been a lot of charity gigs this month, actually, which is great. It's always nice to do the charity gigs. I played last week at the Washington Am Jam. It's been really good fun this month. It's been a really good month.
Okay, we're going to do a second acoustic set. Yeah. I don't know what you're going to do. You tell me what you're going to do.
I'm going to do a song called Better.
Better, and it's Chloe Jade Simmons, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you very much, Chloe J. Simmons. Now, I will say, if it cut off a little bit on the live transmission on FM, it's back on now. And if you're listening to the live show on the website, you'll have none of that problem at all. So it's going out live on the website at the moment with no hitches, just the odd little few seconds on FM, but we're getting it back pretty quickly. Right, Chloe, thanks for that. Thanks for turning up anyway.
Thanks for having me.
Any recordings coming out in the future? Anything, what's happening in your life?
I have an EP available. If you'd like a copy or want details, you can get in touch with me on Facebook or MySpace. But I am working on some more recordings at the moment, and they'll be available early next year.
Okay. A big hand for Chloe J. Simmons, everybody. Thank you, Jill.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, if somebody can set Julia up straight away, I'm going to call on to Julia McAnally in just a moment. I'd just like to say the podcast is available for this show, and it's on www.sheffieldlive.org/podcast, and that'll be available at 5 o'clock. The actual live link for that will be available from, sorry, the actual podcast, what's put together condensed, will be available next week, and that will be sort of put together by Pete Beeston, who will make the whole sound come together in one piece. There'll be loads of links on there, and you'll be able to link directly to Chloe, who's just been on. If you want to just listen to Chloe J. Simmons, just click on the Chloe link and it'll be there, and it'll take you straight to her songs, and it should actually, there'll be no intermissions on that because it is recorded as well, and it won't be breaking up the odd time like it is doing on the live broadcast on FM. We deal with it. It does happen. It's an FM broadcast. It's never been done before, and we're doing a good, great job of this, and it's going very, very well at the moment. It's getting better, and the big Supremo has just walked through the door. Big hand for John Riley, everybody. He's just gone. Yeah.
Thank you.
And we'll be talking to John a little bit later on the second half. Coming up, Julian McAnally, Dan Aspinall and John Riley. And we've got the big finale at the end, which we'll all get together and have a little sing-song, hopefully. Right, Julia, hi. Welcome to Sheffield Live.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Right, you've been pretty busy lately, haven't you?
I have been a busy girl. Yeah, I'm always getting bigger.
Yeah, not that way, but yeah. Okay, you've got an EP out. It's your old EP, this one I'm talking about. It's Comrades and Mischief, isn't it?
It is, yeah, but I'm in the process of beginning recording a new one.
Right, I want to come to that in just a bit. Now, you're from Rochdale.
I am.
You're not a Sheffield lass.
I'm not a Sheffield lass.
Right, so
only in heart.
Only in heart, right. You love Sheffield, though, don't you?
I absolutely adore it, yeah. Wouldn't live anywhere else.
Basically taking off from your mother's footsteps, aren't they? She's a singer, or an ex-singer. More of an opera singer, though.
No, she's a folk singer. She's very much a folk singer,
is she,
yeah.
And is she still singing?
She is. Not as often as she used to, but we still get her up at parties and things.
Right, okay. You've been appearing at the City Hall recently with the Boy and a Dolphin at the City Hall.
Saturday night, I did, yeah.
That was last Saturday,
wasn't it? Was last Saturday, yeah. It was absolutely fab. Good fun. I loved it. I could get used to playing there, Paul.
Okay. What about playing there yourself on a self self stage performance?
Well, you've always got to have something to aspire to. Yeah, why not?
All right, well, you're doing an acoustic for us tonight.
I am.
You're going to do Dirty Liquor Secrets. Now, these are new off your new EP.
The new songs, yeah.
Which we'll talk about in a bit. Okay. And it's called Dirty Little Secrets.
I was going to do my other song first. Is that okay?
Right, you can do Truth or You. Yeah, you can do that one.
So I move into the dark, put a shield before my heart. Love or hate won't penetrate until I'm ready to
Thank you, Julian McAnally. We're going to do another one. If you are listening on FM, it's intermittent at the moment. We are having problems, technical problems, but we're hoping to get all those sorted out. But the podcast will be listenable in its whole scenario as it's gone today. So everything's available. What's been broadcast today will be on the podcast. If you're listening on the website, the technical problems, we're not sure whether that's happening on the website or not. We think that might be going out okay, but we don't know at the moment. So anyway, Julia McAnally, you've been in Sheffield for 10 years and you've got a couple of children now, so what are your kids writing to your music?
Well, they think it's marvellous. That's why I can't take them to any gigs, they try and get on stage with me all the time. It's not very rock and roll.
You had a bit of time off, didn't you, to look after your kids, so you've recently come back gigging this year.
I have. I'm not really to look after my kids just because I kind of lost who I was for a couple of years, but I think I'm back now and really enjoying it.
Right. Who do you want to hook up with you in 2011? What's your... You've hooked up with John Riley this year. One or two other people. Julian Jones is a regular feature with you. You do a lot of backing for him.
Making me sound terrible now, Bob.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, I do know what you mean. I don't know. I'm open to offers. Let's leave it at that.
Right. Musically, that is.
Musically, yes.
Right, okay. let's talk about your new EP. Your new EP is out on... is it in January?
No, I'm going to start recording.
You're recording it in January. Okay, you've got 5 tracks available on that you've done it. Have you got anything recorded at the moment? What's available for that?
Yeah, I've recorded Dirty Little Secret already, which is the track I'm going to do now. And we carry on with the rest in the new year.
Right, okay. Your next gig is in Liverpool. It's with John Riley and Lewis Nickitman. And I've been rehearsing that, don't worry.
You got that right.
that's the one I've got, so I've been rehearsing that all day. After the last disaster. So you're going to do that in January, is that? January, February?
I don't know when we're doing it. Depends when John rebooks his gig. February it is.
Is it February?
February.
Right, but you was going to do it this year, but it did get cancelled due to the weather.
It did, yes.
Okay, Julia McAnally, we're going to kick off with his second track, which is called...
Dirty Little Secret.
Take it away.
Close the door behind me, turn the lights down low. Show me how you miss me, real slow. I've been waiting for this moment way too long. Tonight it's me and you, babe, and how can that be wrong? You're my dirty little secret, and it's fun like dressing up. But be out of here by morning before the neighborhood wakes up. There's no need for talking, my body will explain why I just can't resist you again. And again, and again. But you're my dirty little secret, and it's fun like dressing up. But be out of here by morning before the neighborhood wakes up. Oh, and I know, yes I know, what we're doing isn't right. But for now, just for now, baby, I'm moving tight. Don't make my head spin, don't freak me out. I'm only in this for the moment, you know it's all we'll ever be about. You're just my dirty little secret, and it's fun like dressing up. I'll be out of here by morning before the neighborhood wakes up. You're my dirty little secret, and it's fun like dressing up. I'll be out of here by morning before the neighborhood wakes up. Before the neighborhood wakes up.
Right, okay, almost done, Julia. Thanks for that. Anything planned for 2011? What you got planned? Any recordings? I know you've got your new album going on. Anything else beyond that?
I think it is just about working with other musicians. I think everything I've done previously has always been just about me and a guitar. And as I've been getting out there a lot more recently, I've met a lot of other marvellous musicians, and I'd love to do some different kinds of work. So that's what I'm focusing on next year.
Okay. Julia McAnally, thanks for coming to Sheffield Live.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Right, okay, coming up, Dan Aspinall and John Riley, they're live. We're on the final hour of Sheffield Live. Just a message down to the engineers down at the radio station. Paul Gregory's in charge down there of the relay. Paul, if you want to stop listening to the live stream and listen to the radio stream and sort that out, and then we can get this broadcast without any hitches, if you can do that. Look at the radio stream, not the live stream from here. Okay, thank you very much, Paul. He's given his time up to do that down at the station. So has Peter Beeston, by the way. I just like to mention Peter Beeston is a technical advisor on this. Without him, it wouldn't go ahead. We anticipated. This is why I'm doing it. You see, so we did anticipate the odd problem, and we're getting that. But we're getting a lot of good things right as well. Right as well. So it's all working as it should be momentarily. But the podcast will be available for everybody to listen to, and the good thing about that is the technical side will be all easy done. You'll be able to link, if you want to listen to Julia, for example, click on Julia's name and you'll be able to listen to Julia McAnally. Same with everybody who's performed tonight. And I do want to thank everybody what's come tonight and given their time up for this live unique broadcast, because it is the first broadcast we've ever done in this type of thing. And it's going as it should be, and it's going pretty well. There'll be more next year. I would like to say that I am standing down on this show this year. This will be my last. 2011 will be taken over by Kevin Resley. He is a very qualified broadcaster. He'll be doing this show from the studio, and hopefully we'll be getting a live studio link, a live outdoor broadcast link, where we can learn from everything we've done tonight. Natalie Beard, you're the sort of co-presenter on this show. You bring a lot of bands forward as well. You'll be working with Kevin. You've never met Kevin, have you?
No, not yet.
Okay, so you're okay with working with Kevin Resley? He's a great broadcaster.
Looking forward to it.
Okay, that's Natalie Beard. We'll come back to Natalie. Now, we're going to interview Dan Aspinall. Dan, you've been on my show for quite a few times, actually, in the past, haven't you?
I have been.
Bit of an old hat.
For one reason or another, yeah.
Yeah, what reason? Good reasons?
Well, of course. It's all to do with music, so.
Right, okay. You haven't been doing a great deal, but you are in the recording studio at the moment, so we're going to talk about that. Just have your first acoustic set. What have you been up to lately? I haven't heard much from you.
Two kids. That's right, game over, right? I think, isn't it? Yeah. They've pretty much been eating all my time up, so I'm still writing and stuff, but just not getting out gigging as much as I'd like to be. So hopefully, resolution for 2011, get out there doing some more gigs.
Right, okay, you're still in charge with your father on the Dronfield Festival, which is a big festival in this area. Loads of bands on that. That's once a year, usually in August, isn't it?
That's right. It's going to be first weekend in August again this year. 7th, I think it is. It's the Sunday.
Okay, Sheffield Live did broadcast from there live on that particular... That's available on the podcast as well, on Sheffield Live website. I don't know exactly whereabouts on the website it is. Is it on the actual front page? Is there a link to that? Right, there is a link to that show. And if you want to listen to the Dronfield Festival, some great bands there. We didn't cover the acoustic set, by the way. So if you want the acoustic set, it won't be available. We've condensed that from a whole day down to a 90-minute show. And it's pretty awesome, actually. And if you want to listen to that, that's been run by the one and only Dan Aspinall, who I'm talking to here. Right, Dan, back to you. You've been in the studio a few times. Have you changed your style since then? I haven't seen you for a few years, so...
No, it's all the same.
It's all the same. You're still writing your own material?
Just me and myself at the moment. But yeah, like I said, I've been in the studio, so it's just nice to get a bit of a change.
Right, let's talk about your studio just after your first set. We're going to do an acoustic set, which is called Sweet Surprise, or we're going to do a second one, We Could Be So Happy. This is one that you've written yourself.
It is, yeah.
And here it is. Take it away, Dan Aspinall. Thank you.
I'm gonna take some time to waste away my days. The sun is shining bright now, it will be a shame stressing about the deadlines, finding a constant compromise for life. I'll take my boys away and with my time I'll teach, building speedboats and sandcastles on the beach, finding the time for ice cream, helping me realize my dreams for life. You're all too serious, now what is there to gain? I'm stood here preaching, but I'm guilty of the same. We're all so serious, that's how we play the game. There's more to life, I'm sure, now help me when I say, ooh, there's something in the way. I can be so happy when I'm wasting my days away. Oh, could this be our greatest day? We could be so happy, let's start chasing away the Monday. We'll find a moment and forever we will be blessed with the memory of sharing our cream tea. There's a man on the street and he's watching me. He's begging, stealing, borrowing 50p's for life. I'll take the sunset with my blanket and some wine. We'll talk it over, now I've finally found some time. Coaxing the stars from the endless sky. And I'm looking up and oh, with a tear in my eye. You're all too serious, now what is there to gain? I'm stood here preaching, but I'm guilty of the same. We're all so serious, that's how we play the game. There's more to life, I'm sure, now help me when I say, ooh, there's something in the way. I can be so happy when I'm wasting my days away. Oh, could this be our greatest day? We could be so happy, let's start chasing away the Monday. And ooh, there's something in the way. I can be so happy when I'm wasting my days away. And oh, could this be our greatest day? We could be so happy, let's start chasing away the Monday.
Frank White coming on, by the way. Frank's not very well today, so he won't be on the show. So we've got John Riley coming up, and we've got a little bit of a sing-along for the last 5-10 minutes at the very end. Just to fill in, we're going to be finished on time today, so the live broadcast is going okay. Just let me remind you that on Monday, this podcast will be on the site, and it'll be all intact, so you'll be able to listen to the whole show as it is today, as we're doing it now on the live stream. Right, Dan... what you got planned to do? You're in the recording studio, haven't you? That's right. So what are you doing there? You've been working with John, actually, haven't you?
Not actually with John. It's with Steve Baton from the Acoustic Angels.
Okay, you're right.
He's sorry, got a little studio, so I've been up there getting a few tracks down. It's the first time I've properly recorded anything, so it's good fun.
Right, so what's your plans in the future? You're going to do more writing, more recording, that kind of thing?
Always continue with the writing, you know. But like I say, it's just nice to be getting something recorded now.
Yeah, okay. So you've got no albums coming out, no EPs, no recording singles, anything. So what's the point in going to the studio and recording material? Where are you going to put that?
Well, this first 4-track is going to be like the first EP to come out. And then from there, just keep writing and hopefully get an album out in the near future.
Right, okay. What about your contacts? We're going to do a second acoustic, actually. We'll talk about your contacts, how people can get in touch with you, how they can... book you for an acoustic set, because you just do an acoustic set, you're not a member of any particular band, are you?
That's right, now. I've been sort of dabbling with a band for the past few months, but at the moment it's just me on my own. So,
okay, Dan Aspinall, what? Tell me what you're going to be doing now.
The next one's called Sweet Surprise. Was a song for my first son. So,
obviously wrote by you.
Yes, of course.
Okay, take it away, Dan. Dan Aspinall.
Calm down, little baby, don't you cry. I'll be waiting, sitting right here by your side. I love you till the morning light. Your mama's sleeping, resting her weary eyes. There's no need for you to look so surprised. Your daddy's gonna rock you all night. Because I love you, I love you, I love you, my sweet surprise. So suddenly you became the twinkle in my eye. And so suffice to say there ain't no words that can describe, but I'm gonna try. It's like picking up the pieces on the map of your life and knowing for the first time that everything's right. So let's save tonight and lie down here by my side. Yeah, it's like waking for the next time just to know you're alive. Pride you get from knowing there's someone who relies, and a toothy smile that melts me time after time. And that's why I love you, I love you, I love you, my sweet surprise. Calm down, little baby, don't you cry. I'll be waiting, sitting right here by your side. I love you till the morning light. Your mama's sleeping, resting her weary eyes. There's no need for you to look so surprised. Your daddy's gonna rock you all night.
Here we go, Dan Aspinall.
Thank you.
Right, don't go away yet, Dan. We haven't quite finished. Right, sit down, take a seat. You're taller than me. You're working with Paul Carrick at the moment as well as Steve Baton. Why has it got Paul Carrick down here? Come on, tell me.
Steve Baton of the Acoustic Angels. I'm currently touring with Paul Carrick.
They're touring with
Steve
Paul Carrick. Right, okay. So he's not involved in any recording, any session music with you?
No, not at all.
All right. Now we've cleared that up. Now, you've got an EP coming out. It's a 4-track EP. It says that here.
Yeah, that's right. That's
it is,
right.
Okay,
two
and
songs I've just done, and two more.
It's available shortly.
Hopefully, yeah, in the new year.
All right, and when in the new year? You know,
January, let's say.
Okay, so that's pretty soon. How can people download? Can you download it? Can you buy it?
They will be able to, yeah, through my MySpace page and Facebook.
Okay, well, plug the EP. What's the name of it? Give me the title tracks and everything.
It's
like
not titled just yet.
It's not. So it's unnamed.
Unnamed.
Right, okay, so Dan Aspinall, it can get you on your website. You have got a website, haven't you?
Yep.
Call him. What is it?
It's, I can't remember. Daniel Aspinall Music at MySpace, I think.
Right, okay, and
Daniel Aspinall, you'll find it, yeah.
Okay, Dan Aspinall. You're Chesterfield-based, you're not Sheffield, so but you do a lot of work in Sheffield, don't you?
Yep.
Okay. Dan Aspinall, thanks for coming to Sheffield Live. You're live. Thanks. Thank you. Bye. Big hand, please. Right, you listen to Sheffield Live. We're live on the web and we're live on FM at the moment. Do you want to take a seat? Oh, there, coming up, John Riley. I missed the O out, so you're not Irish, are you, John?
We're Irish family, yeah.
Are you Irish family? Is that where the Riley comes from?
Yep, that's right, yeah.
Right, okay. So you remember quite a few bands. You've been around quite a while, haven't you?
Yes.
So we're going to set some more mics up for you and make it a little bit more easier for us to talk to. Basically, tell me... Let's go back to the right beginning with you, because you've come a long way since you started off in the music business.
Well, yeah, if I can think back that far. Yeah, I mean, at the beginning in Sheffield anyway, I was with a band called the Ministers of Inspiration, and that was like sort of 1987 or something like that. And I had 3 years of that, and then I decided to put Boy and a Dolphin together and sort of handpicked the musicians for that, and then by 92 we got a record deal in the US, and that was sort of the 90s taken care of, more or less.
Okay, what were the influences to bring you into music? Who did you like when you were young?
Well, I grew up with I've got three elder sisters, and my mum and dad liked different kinds of music, and each of my three sisters liked different kinds of music as well. So there was like a mixture of sort of Motown, Joni Mitchell, and then sort of the sort of T-Rex and all that sort of stuff. So it was like, it was all the best of everything, really. And sort of, so I ended up with sort of this hybrid collection of eclectic music, you know.
Right, okay. You do bring a lot of Tamla Motown, R&B, that kind of thing into your live performances, don't you?
I'd certainly do with Acoustic Angels. And the two tracks I've chosen today, I suppose you'd say that they've got that vibe as well. I've chosen a couple of tracks that nobody's heard yet. They're certainly not heard the recordings of them, so this is a sort of like a debut on the radio. So that's the reason I chose them, really.
Okay. So you've got so many members in the band. Let's go back to the Acoustic Angels. Mm-hmm. How many members of the band?
Including me, six.
Six altogether, yeah.
Drums, bass, guitar, fiddle, saxophone... and they're all made up of all the, you know, the guys in the session players and top players around.
So each individual got their own thing. Some write songs. One member of the band's wrote a song for Take That.
Yeah, he wrote. Kerry Bayliss co-wrote Everything Changes But You, which was like sold 8 million copies, and also other stuff for the Spice Girls. But he's written loads of stuff. Yeah. Then you've got Steve, who's with Paul Carrick, and everyone's doing their own thing.
Yeah. You know? Okay, so is Steve also working with Paul Carrick, now working with Dale Storr? Is it the same guy?
If he is, he hasn't told me about Dale Storr, I don't know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right, so you do a monthly gig, actually, down at the Boardwalk. That's
last,
a monthly...
Last Friday of the month, although we didn't do it last month because it wasn't open.
Right, it's been refurbished.
Yep, apparently. Yeah. Right.
Okay, and how's that going? Because you get a good following to that.
It's just been one of those things that I started off almost like 10 years ago, expecting it to last, you know, 6 months or something. And it just carried on and on and on. And I've always made sure there's a gap in whatever I'm doing. I've only ever missed one in the 10 years. And it's been a great success.
So, do you do any performances in the pubs, that kind of thing? Have you moved on from that now?
If I do, I'm doing quite a few solo gigs. Well, actually, I have a keyboard player with me as well. But if I do in a pub, it's got to be somewhere that's got like a private room where you can charge, because I only do things with
you only do chargeable tickets now, don't you?
Yeah.
Right, okay. So, we're going to play a track from a CD. I'm not sure what you brought up, because you haven't let me know what tracks you brought.
No, I just decided myself at the last minute, really.
Right.
It's from... it's going to be from the new album that comes out at the end of April. So, nobody's heard it, and I think the first track I've chosen is called Building Avalon.
Is that track two?
That's track two.
Okay, we're going to play that one, but then we'll talk about your new album.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Say that.
Like we don't matter. Fat man, bad man, give lurking in the shadows. One door opens as another door slamming. Still little Louie's got his head down jamming. Give us a wall and we'll bring a sledgehammer. Give us a car, take a walk around our manor. We're gonna build our own rocking planetarium.
There we go, John Riley. That's a track taken from his new album, and we're going to talk about that new album in a little while. Basically, I think what you do is try and make your songs, you try and make them personal, as if you're singing to each individual in the audience.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's just the way it happens. I mean, if I look at them retrospectively, I suppose, yeah, I think you're correct. Yeah.
Okay, you first met Darren. Probably you took some demos when you met Darren. You took them up and to sort of put into sales, didn't you? You sort of took the tracks with Darren and you made a, how can I put this? You made them into recordings in the early days so you could sell them.
We back then it was we had a lot of people who were wanting to buy the songs. They got to know them. We played them for a long time live without anyone being able to buy them, so we went in and we got everything down as quick as we could, and we did
basically other bands' demos. That's what I meant.
Oh, other bands' demos.
Yeah, you'd get other bands' demos and you pushed them into sales.
As far as helping other bands out and stuff like that, if that's what you mean.
Yeah.
We've used the outlets that we've got to help other bands and other singers get their stuff out there. Yeah.
Okay. You eventually won a competition. You used the money you won to take new songs and demos to the Juno Awards.
That's correct.
Just tell me a little bit about the Juno Awards.
The Juno Awards is like the Canadian equivalent of the Grammys, and I was invited out there. Just as a spectator, really, and to sort of schmooze a bit, and so I took a load of it wasn't even CDs then, it was cassettes with me, and dropped them off with the who I was told were the right people, and then one of them got in the hands of a guy called Sam Feldman, who was co-manager of Bryan Adams, and within days of me getting back, I got a call saying that he was flying over and he wanted to sign the band, and then he flew the band over there, and it all kicked off.
Yeah, because you've done quite a lot of work in America, haven't you? Canada.
Boyne has often have done more in Canada and the US than they have here, really.
Okay, you met Lewis there, didn't you?
Yeah.
Nick Hitman, and you're currently touring with Lewis.
Most of the songs on, well, I'd say three quarters of the songs on this, on the album that's coming out the end of April, co-writes with Lewis. So I've been doing some shows with him, just me and him. It's great. I love it.
Okay, what about any recordings with Lewis? Have you got any lined up?
The whole album's recorded with Lewis.
Is it? It's not an acoustic album, though, is it?
No. It's a full band.
It's a new album from John Riley. Is that what we're playing at the moment?
Yeah, but it's most of the songs are full band. It's mainly Richard Hawley's band, really, but with Lewis on keyboards.
Right. Okay. So what about let's go back to the Acoustic Angels. What about some new recordings for them?
I'm not really. The Acoustic
Angels, is it more of a live band?
Yeah. So when we do bring something out, it's generally a live recording from a show. Okay. But it's not really. I'm not really that interested going in and recording covers.
Right. You recently done a tour for Boy and a Dolphin. That's you don't do much work with Boy and a Dolphin, do you?
I can't really concentrate on both things at once. You know, if I'm doing something, I try and put all my efforts into it. You know, so. We sort of, over the last 10 years, we've played Sheffield City Hall sort of eight years out of the 10, and people were saying, you know, asking us if we played this year, so I decided to have a go, so we did, and we played last Saturday, and it was a fantastic night. It was great.
Right, what about the Christmas edition for the Acoustic Angels at the City Hall? Is it taking place this year?
We're obviously really busy. I mean, I've got like six Angels gigs in the next 7 days. And they're all sort of, you know, Christmas type things, but there was no City Hall. I couldn't do like Boy and a Dolphin at City Hall and Acoustic Angels at the City Hall. So.
Right, so there's no rest for you, by the way, over Christmas. Right, okay. Let's talk about the album we've got now then. Tell me, it's a John Riley and Lewis Nitticum.
It's under my name. It's my second solo album. It's finished. It took more or less 2 years to do.
Right.
And basically there'll be three singles. There's a single out now called Deep and Blue, which is going pretty well. I've got some airplay on radio too. Janice Long is playing it. I'm going to bring another two singles out before the album comes out at the end of April.
Right, okay. Have you had any play from Paul Jones on the Radio 2? Has he played your album?
No, because it doesn't really fit in with his style, really. It's more sort of R&B and blues, old R&B and blues, isn't it? So there's only one track on my album, really, that would fit in there. That's not one of the singles.
Okay, tell me about the members of Boy and a Dolphin. Are they the same members of the other band, Acoustic Angels, or different
members? The
drummer
is the same.
Give him a name.
Darren Ford.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
He's the same. And Steve Baton, although he's not a member of Boy and a Dolphin, he's kind of like an honorary member, and he's in both bands.
Right, okay. We're going to play another track from that album, the new album, that you're just about to release.
Yep.
And just give me the name of the album again, the name album. Have you named it yet?
No, it's too early. I'll see which of the singles does the best.
Is it actually finished?
It's finished. It's all ready to go.
Right, okay.
It's all mastered and mixed and... But, you know, I just don't want to bring it out until we've had three singles.
Yeah, okay. Tell me the name of the track we're going to play now.
It's called Before You.
Okay, we're going to play that. John Riley.
Looking back on the days when I was lost, looking now in the mirror at what it cost. Before the dawn, myself in a corner, hidden upon a shelf, waiting for something to show me the way. And I knew something was out there, a long avenue leading from my prayer to an answer or a sign, something that was mine to make me feel fine. I was killing time. Take me down to the river one more time, cross the river.
to the mountain where I climb up high to see how far I've come. Looking down, I will see my
from John Reilly's new album, and it's available sometime in 2011. We haven't got a date for that. It's actually not been named either, so I suppose if you've got any names for an album, what John does, he perhaps text him or email him to his Facebook or his website. Yeah. You might come up with some good ideas.
Last two Born a Dolphin albums were named by fans.
Yeah.
You're listening to Sheffield Dawn, Sheffield Live.
This show would not have been tonight without certain people. Now we've got Peter Beeston here. You're the technical side. You're involved in the technical side, Peter. Has it run as it should do for you?
If I was having a nightmare, then it's run perfectly well. If I'm having a dream, I'm not so sure.
It's close on a nightmare, though.
Yeah.
Right, okay, Peter, thanks for coming. Can we have a big hand, please, for technician Peter Beeston? Thank you very much.
We're not worthy.
Right, Graham Marshall, producer, presenter, who's turned up just for the beer. Don't know what you're doing here, Graham.
Well, when I heard there was beer on the go, I thought, I've got to come down here. And then there happened to be some musicians here as well. I thought, that's
right,
sound.
So it's good for you. Are you
perfect.
Some for your show? Any for your show?
Well, I've made a few notes, actually, because there's some great musicians here. It's been a fantastic show, actually. I must compliment you. Okay. I mean, how you got your lass to agree to have all these people in your house for a start off?
Well, she's actually gone, so that's all right. Why. So that's why I got the permission. Okay, Spirit of the Wapentake is your show on...
That's right.
You move shows now.
The legendary Spirit of the Wapentake.
Okay. Wednesdays?
Yeah, it's Wednesdays at 5 till 7.
And it's a live show.
Yeah, it's a two-hour rock show. We do it live every week, but it's playing all the sort of well-known rock tracks that people love. We used to do just classic rock at one time, but then we decided to broaden it out into all types of rock.
Yeah.
That enables us to bring new, younger rock bands into the show as guests as well, and it's made it a lot more interesting.
Right, okay, yeah. So long live the Spirit of the Wapentake. Thanks for coming, Graham.
Thanks
for helping out. By the way, I'd like to say that there will be a video to this show as well on the Sheffield Live website. Everybody will be on there. Whether it could be on tonight or not, I don't know. It probably will be.
Don't big it up too much because I did the videoing.
All right, so it might be rough around the edges then. Definitely. There will be a video. You'll be able to see what people look like and put a voice to a face. That should be on tonight, but the podcast will be on tonight and it'll be all intact, so you can listen to that all over again after around about 7 p.m. tonight, and that's got to be done by, again, Pete Beeson will be putting that together. John, he doesn't know, he doesn't sleep much, but anyway, John O'Hara, thanks for coming, John. And yeah, the 60s icon, you've got what I really want you to do is get some of those old CDs, all those old vinyl ones, onto a modern CD. I don't know who owns your actual recordings now. Is it EMI?
Most of it's Philips.
Decker.
Right. Fantana, what's the chance of getting Fantana 2011 the Playboys on onto CD? What's the chance of that?
Yeah, I suppose so.
It's weird.
Yeah, the proper. I mean, we've done digitally recorded. Any plans for that?
No, really, no.
I'm the only one that's got the old vinyl record this week, you know.
Mm. Yeah, so you've got a good collection of, you've got the biggest collection of old Horace Playboys singles, haven't you? And
yeah, that's right, yeah.
Right, okay, so.
But they were just, it was just my niece's husband put them on, got one of their machines that transferred onto a CD for me.
Right.
But it's just a plain CD, like, you know. Mm. I didn't know I'd need it for anything else, yeah, to be honest.
Right, okay, we've got your long-suffering wives here as well. One's disappeared. Well, you're here, you're Bill's,
I am.
Talk to us, you tell me what to... How you put up with Bill?
Oh, he's easy. Yeah. He talks a lot, but I put up with him.
Right, okay, does he play his records all the time at home?
Not always, yeah, sometimes.
He doesn't play the old I'm Bill Matheson, I used to be in the Playboys thing.
No, he doesn't, but he's got a bass guitar.
Has he?
Yeah.
And he still plays that?
He plays it now and again.
Right, because he's not been giving up long, has he, with the bass guitar? He's been playing that around since he left the Your Orders Playboys. Since he got the
sight. No. Oh dear.
What did you think when he got the sight? Were you with Bill at the time?
It was a long time ago. Yes.
Bitter. Is any bitterness coming out?
No, not really. No. Mm. That's the way it goes, isn't
it? She was
relieved. Was that right? No more touring. No more long weekends away.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for talking to me anyway.
Yeah,
and we're going to bring Julia, who's still around. And Julia, thanks for coming to the show tonight. It's been a good broadcast.
It has, yeah. I've enjoyed it. It's been good fun.
Okay, good luck to you and have a good Christmas as well. That's Julia McAnally. The prima donna herself, John Riley. We've been pulling him down all day. Yeah, that's what we've been calling you anyway. Frank White, by the way, didn't get here tonight. We wanted to do a bit of a duo, actually, with you and Frank White together.
Really?
But Frank's not very
God
well.
He never came.
So it never worked out, never materialised, but that would have been great.
Yeah, I think I might have sung with Frank before. Probably in some kind of drunken stupor somewhere at the pheasant or somewhere.
Well, we shipped loads of beer in for Frank and he's not come, so we're left with loads of beer. So we're going to have a merry Christmas this year. Okay, thanks for coming, John Riley of the Acoustic Angels. Big hand for John, please, and Julia. Thanks, sir. Finally, Sangeeta. Sangeeta, we've got 2 minutes left, Sangeeta. Probably less than that, actually.
We've got about 30 seconds,
right, quickly,
actually.
Thanks for coming on. Thanks for helping me out. Thanks for giving me the extra hour on the show as
You're
well,
welcome.
Which I needed. And I'll see you in 2011.
Yes.
And how did your trip to Argentina go, by the way?
It was
good?
Very good.
Was that all right? Right, good. That's great. And finally, Natalie Beard. Natalie, you'll be working with Kevin Resley next year for 2011. The first show goes out on January the 29th. We've got Tag Team Preachers available, and we've got a Sheffield band also doing an acoustic set, whose name I can't remember at the moment, and they'll be doing that in January. And then I'll be turning the boat down to you and Kevin to get the bands in. So hopefully you'll work well with Kevin.